Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being aired for February the 13th, 2022. We're going to talk about our old friend, emotion. A lot of our life is spent in being subservient to our emotions and allowing them to take us down a road, a path that is not always very healthy. And here we are at Valentine's Day, one of the most girly emotional times in our society. And I say girly because everything is pointed towards women in this very special day coming up tomorrow. I have friends who are servers at restaurants, and they say next to Mother's Day, it is total hell, because it's never good enough. It's never right. It's all sorts of things. And the poor guy, he's just trying to please her emotionally, and it gets down to some ugly things. So anyway, here we are. I want to talk about it because I got a couple of very interesting emails over the holidays, believe it or not, over Christmas. And I'm just getting to all of them right now. And it is very interesting to see how people think about emotion. What does it mean to be emotional or to have emotion? It's a biological thing. It's relating to and the characteristics of our DNA. Now, try to listen to me. Our emotionalism is based on the DNA, and our emotions are there for a specific reason in our body, and I'll get to that in the questions. Now, we have people who are trying to make a lot of money off of the idea of books and things about emotional intelligence, and to me, that is an oxymoron. You can't be emotional and intelligent. You just can't. Let me give you the definition of emotional intelligence according to Wikipedia. The capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and with empathy. Emotional intelligence is the key to both personal and professional success. Really? Maybe so in the world, maybe so. I don't know. But I can tell you without a shadow of it, judiciously, I don't even think that comes into emotionalism. I don't think that is something that, you know, people look at, being level-headed about emotions, to be aware and control. No one is in control of their emotions. They may think they are, but they're not. You have to think above your emotions, beyond your emotions, if you're going to understand the emotional quotient of how we live our life in and of the pandemic of emotionality. And we're seeing it now in the pandemic we're in. Everybody's all emotional, wanting to do what they want to do, yada, yada, yada. So let me get to the questions. I have two today that I think are very, very intelligent questions. First one comes from Kathy in, where is this? Oh, in Kansas. Oh, my goodness. I've been there a few times in my day. Kansas. I am so emotional all the time. Why? Kathy. And then she goes into all sorts of things that she's emotional about, all of which are the sum and substance of her genetic disposition. And everybody has a physiology and a genetic disposition. It's normal, okay? It's not abnormal to have that. And you inherited this, Kathy, from your mother or your father, or your grandparents or whatever, way down the line. So if you wanted to be emotionally intelligent, how would you deal with it judiciously? It isn't going to happen. It's going to bleed into all sorts of things. So let me tell you about our emotions and how they work a little bit that might help you. In primitive days, in days where we literally were dragging our knuckles, we had emotionality to a great degree. It was about survival of the fittest, as Darwin said. And in this survival, our emotions became the alert system that told us there was going to be danger. If you go into your emotionality and you notice it's always about extremes, extreme fear and extreme, shall we say, happiness or revelry in thinking that you got something you really wanted and it was going to counteract what you were afraid of. Emotions are in us for the sake of realizing danger. So in primitive days, when a brontosaurus was after us, we could kind of tell that he was a mile away or maybe closer due to our emotionality, which kind of formulated a primitive sense of intuition. And there is nothing wrong with this. You needed it if you were going to survive. So if you understand that emotionality in that regard was there to help you, actually even maybe to save your life, then you can see how important it is and why it is there. That's strictly all it's about. There is nothing intelligent about it. You take the information that you sense from your emotionality that there's danger or there's a suspicion of danger or a suspicion of someone doing something that is underhanded to you. And you bring that into your mind, and then your mind calculates everything. And then before you know it, you're reacting. And the mind will make up stories based on the emotionality that it is feeling from this primitive sector within us. And most of us live our life from one emotional problem to another. And it is true that we do have the capacity to be aware of our emotions, but to control them, for a lot of people, that's asking a lot. It is significant to walk away from my emotions, to take the information that is given to me through my emotionality and convert it into information. Then, if you are wise, you will open up your authentic heart and you will use it as a form of intuition. The information now turns into awareness. I am aware there is danger. I am aware I'm being deceived. I am aware of the problems that are there. I am aware. And then to handle those problems, I think judiciously and empathetically, that isn't going to happen. You have to see the emotion and what it is doing. It's always overreacting, and you have to see that for what it is and realize it's attached to your ego. And then from your ego's point of view, begin to diminish the influence that the ego and the emperor of all malice might have, which is the human heart, and then start working away from that. In other words, to be more inclined and influenced by your spiritual awareness than you are your emotionality. And that's why you are so emotional. It's probably an issue of genetics and how your body is built, the chemistry in your body, the estrogen, all of that, the hormones in your body. And that's the way it is. And you're going to have to, Kathy, learn how to see it for what it is. You can't control it. You have to be aware of it. Once you're aware of it, then you won't be captive to it. You won't be captivated by it, and you will see it for what it is and go, oh, there is that thing in me again. I'm not going there. I'm not going to react from that. And that's how it's done. It's a very simple process, but it's not in one that most people enjoy because there's not a lot of drama and other garbage involved, which typically people come to conclusions about. I hope that helped you, Kathy. If you were here and we were doing session work, I'd be helping you a little bit differently and more. But this is what I can do on the podcast, and please forgive me. Namaste. Next one comes from Henry in Las Vegas, Nevada. What purpose are emotions for if not to react and to react intelligently? Henry, I have reacted in my lifetime out of emotions, and it never was intelligent. Never. A lot of mistakes were made in my day as a human being with certain situations that I emotionally was not aware of. I was emotionally not intelligent enough to see it for what it was. And instead, it was just a reaction, an impulse. When you can see your emotions for what they are and what they're geared for, then you won't take them out of the category of just alerting you to danger. You will start to realize that they have a gamut of influence over you based on the idea of pleasure and pain. And it's the idea of avoiding pain to get to pleasure, emotional pleasure, that is the whole kit and caboodle of emotional living, the emotional quotient, as it's called. So I would say to you, you know, listen to your emotions and what they're saying. Don't react to them ever. Just watch. Watch them, watch them. You have to be meditative to do it. You have to have a mind that is wakeful enough to see what the emotions are saying and doing and what they want to lead you to. And the intelligence to realize the futility of these emotions and not go into them to propagate more problems in your life and assumptions of either grandeur or failure or whatever, just to watch them and see what they are trying to impulse you to do. Emotions are all about human impulse. So if you are not impulsive about your emotionality and what it's doing, then you have, you know, a great deal of shall we say, leeway to have the compassion to see things as they are and not the way my emotions or your emotions might relegate things to. Just think of it. You have judged your whole life. You have lived your whole life in the propagation of emotional fear that has been the bane of your existence to avoid, because you don't want the pain of your emotions, you want the pleasure of your emotions. And that's all it's about for people. Now, if you're going to live your life that way and you're content with pain and pleasure and the fight for it all, then that's the way you're going to be. But for those of us who are seeking to transcend all of this and realize that it's a human element and it's based in survival DNA and that it doesn't have anything to do with awakening, really awakening, then you go a different route. And that's the route I'm offering to my students and to you if you're privy to that. But to live purely from emotional assumption is a very dangerous thing for any of us to do. It starts wars. It kills people. It's a terrible thing. Honestly, it is. And we have seen it over and over in the history of humanity. I'm out of here. Thank you for your question, Henry, and please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there we are. If you ever have a question, week is done. Greg at aspire.org. You can email me, Greg at aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for listening. And once again, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.